This is Ed Serwin with the USDA in Amarillo, Texas, with the weekly box beef trade for week ending June 28th. The daily spot choice box beef cutout ended the week last Friday at 245.98, which was $5.09 higher than the previous week and a new all-time record high. There were 650 loads sold for the week in that daily box beef cutout, which was the lowest since mid-April, and about 10% of the total volume. Comprehensive, or the weekly average choice cutout, which includes all types of sales, that was at 238.13, and that was $6 higher, and only about 40 cents lower than the all-time high set at the end of March. We've increased the prices quite a bit lately and flirting again with the average with that all-time record high. The total reported box beef volume was 6,455 loads, and that was 429 loads less than the previous week and almost 1,300 loads less than last year. So as we've improved the prices, we decreased our volume of product that we sold. The four-week moving average of weekly box beef sales, that was at 6,936 loads, but that compared to 7,541 loads average per week last year. And you got to keep in mind the last 4 weeks included several key grilling holidays that are very important to us in the beef industry. The exports, they were at 876 loads, and that was 49 loads higher than last week. The formula trade was at 3,386 loads, and it was about 52% of the total loads sold again this week, and 300 loads less than last week. The outfront sales, they were at 966 loads, and that was 158 loads less than the previous week. Mid to late June has always been one of the biggest periods for outfront sales, but for the last 3 weeks we averaged 1,120 loads per week, but that compared to 1,435 loads last year. And this pretty much indicates meat buyers are a little more cautious this year. Cow cutout, which is a major source of ground beef products, that was $8.39 higher for the week at $2.12. which makes it about $16 higher in the last 3 weeks. And those 90% trimmings, they were about $25 higher for the last 3 weeks. So the ground product has really improved. The slaughter cow prices normally shoot up around the 4th of July since cow runs are extremely short at this time of the year, along with the increased demand for hamburger during the mid portion of the summer grilling season. Now taking a look at the finished cattle trade, it was $4 to $6 higher following that box beef trade, pretty much in step. Those dress prices were mostly $7 higher at $2.43 to $2.45. And the average live weight for the Texas Panhandle was 1,262 pounds, and that was 9 pounds higher than the previous week and compares to 1,264 last year. So we're increasing our seasonal normal rate, but just a tick behind last year. The latest average national steer carcass weight for week ending June 14th was 2 pounds higher, 852 pounds, and that compares to 853 last year and 837 for the previous five-year average. So those steer carcass weights, they're pretty much following along the seasonal increases also, but again, just a little bit behind last year. The choice select spread ended the week at $8.23, which was about 70 cents higher than the previous week. Thank you. This has been Ed Serwin with the USDA in Amarillo, Texas.